Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Harley Hitch and the Fossil Mystery. Harley Hitch, Book 3, written by Vashti Hardy and read by Kieran Sword. Chapter 1. The Letter. A letter arrived the week before the school summer term was due to start. It was addressed to Harley Hitch, care of Grandpas Elliot and Eden, Hitch House, Forgetown. Harley recognized the silver cog stamp of her school in the corner of the envelope. Sprocket, Harley's robot pet, tilted his head and gave an inquisitive, "Yip!" What could it be about? Holding the letter as though it might detonate, Harley searched her memories for something she'd done last term that might have resulted in a suspension. She'd had a few disasters, of course. The moon had disappeared, which was pretty major news in Forgetown. But that had all turned out well in the end, and it hadn't been because of her after all. But then there had also been a minor explosion in Professor Horatio's lesson, when she'd been creative with the composting formula in the Cogworks greenhouse. "What have you got there?" Grandpa Elliot asked, as he breezed into the hallway of Hitch House, buttoning his waistcoat. Harley swiftly put the envelope behind her back.
"Nothing."
Grandpa Elliot raised an eyebrow.
"That looked like a Cogworks stamp to me. Come now, Harley. It must be important."
He put his hands on his hips. Harley sighed and reluctantly opened the letter. She read it quickly, then breathed out in relief.
"I'm not suspended. It's from Professor Spark. She says there's a new teacher, Professor Anning, who is running a school trip for our year group at the very start of term. We get to stay away for 2 whole nights. Woohoo!"
Harley punched the air excitedly.
"Professor Anning, the esteemed paleontologist?"
Grandpa Elliot sounded impressed.
"Paleo what?
"It means fossil expert."
"Oh, right."
Harley didn't know much about fossils, apart from Professor Fretshaw, who she sometimes thought could be a mean old fossil.
"What's the whooping about?"
Grandpa Eden walked through the front door, holding a red cabbage in one hand and a bit of tree root in the other.
"There's a new professor at Cogworks," said Grandpa Elliot.
"Professor Anning.
She's a paleo what fossil person, and she's taking us on a school trip," said Harley, already thinking about what she'd need to pack. How fun it was going to be to have 2 nights away with her best friend Cosmo and the rest of the class.
"A paleontologist," Grandpa Elliot corrected.
Harley looked back to the letter.
"We're going to Inventia Jurassic Coast."
"How exciting," said Grandpa Eden.
"Isn't it? The coast. We'll probably be paddling in the sea, building sandcastles, and there'll surely be ice cream."
Harley wondered if she should pack her swimsuit.
"I meant exciting because you'll get to spend time with an extraordinary professor and see some amazing fossils, Harley. Inventia Jurassic Coast is famous for all the fossils that have been found there. You'll have a snapshot of prehistoric history."
"Right, yeah, that too."
"History helps us make sense of the past and understand who we are today. It's important,"
said Grandpa Elliot.